ABC Radio Australia.
As of Sunday, Papua New Guinea has recorded 6 new deaths from COVID-19, taking the death toll to 121. And there were 11 cases recorded on Sunday there, taking the total caseload of COVID-19 to just over 11,200 cases. And authorities in Papua New Guinea are urging frontline health workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as the country's national rollout gets underway. But there's been a slow take-up so far, despite a surge of the virus in recent months. Marion Farr has more.
Dr. Patrick Ovakanara knows firsthand what it's like to have COVID-19.
3 weeks ago, I was down with COVID-19. I think for the past 20 years, I haven't been experiencing a sick like that.
Dr. Ovakanara is a doctor at St. Mary's Hospital in East New Britain, which was forced to suspend most services last month when all but one of the doctors and many other staff members caught the virus. The hospital is now reopening, although it isn't quite back at full capacity. Dr. Ovakanara says the COVID-19 scare has prompted everyone in the hospital to be more careful when it comes to social distancing, hand washing, and other measures to stop the spread.
So we learned from that, and people are starting to be, you know, vigilant in their work, especially in the wards. We see nurses and everybody are wearing their gowns and face masks, not like what we do before.
Soon, the health workers in East New Britain will also be offered the AstraZeneca vaccine. Up until this week, it's only been available for those on the front line in the capital, Port Moresby. But with the virus now spreading widely in other parts of PNG, the government's launched its national vaccination rollout. It's understood thousands of doses have now landed in East New Britain, and 4 vaccination clinics will be up and running later this week. For some health workers, like Dr. Ovakanara, it's a relief. But he's worried others on the front line won't decide to get the jab.
Okay, I think still some hesitancy because there are so many things spread on social media and people are reading for themselves some conspiracy about the vaccine.
That's been an issue in Port Moresby, where less than 10% of nurses at the city's hospital have received the jab. That's despite the fact vaccinations began more than a month ago, after Australia rushed around 8,500 emergency doses. Less than 4,000 of them have been administered. In the city of Lae, where a vaccination clinic opened yesterday, lines weren't long.
The turn-up where the tent is and where the vaccine has been, you know, actually given out, there is no good turn-up by our own health workers.
Dr. Barry Mutan is a general surgeon at the city's main public hospital, which has also buckled under the pressure of COVID-19. Last month, more than 40 workers at the hospital came down with the virus.
Yes, I am concerned that health workers have a serious doubt about the vaccine itself. So, you know, that is an issue that we need to understand.
And in the Western Highlands, Acting Director for Public Health, Danix Kapamu, has noticed similar reluctance among staff at the Mount Hagen General Hospital.
Most doctors have not been vaccinated. Only few have been vaccinated. But we hope that in the coming days, in the coming weeks, they will make up their mind to vaccinate.
Mr. Kapamu says more education is needed. It's something the PNG government is working on in collaboration with partners like the World Health Organization. Dr. Deborah Bettle is the WHO's immunisation coordinator in PNG.
I think it's a complex issue. I think PNG largely escaped the worst of COVID for the first year. And they saw many other countries suffering with this COVID virus, but they didn't find it so much in their own country. And so I think this led to some complacency.
She says getting the message across will take time.
And the surge in cases, the dramatic surge at least, has really only been happening since about February of this year. And it takes time, I think, for people to really understand the risk to them and to their country. And in the meantime, there are so many misinformation being circulated online and social media, and it's hard to get the correct message out quickly.
But with cases continuing to rise and health systems under pressure, time is of the essence.
I mean, definitely healthcare workers are getting sick with this virus. They daily, you know, face the risk of infection in caring for patients.
Dr. Deborah Bettle from the WHO, ending that report by Marion Farr and Belinda Cora.